If you do something well,
yeah,
you should get credit for it.
Absolutely.
Seems pretty cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our kids get when their report cards come out four times a year.
True.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Great.
Because kids who get good grades should get credit for what they do.
Mm.
And if you as a parent played a part in those grades, well, there should be credit coming your way too, right?
What credit are you trying to scarf up, man? Dumbass brain.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So I'm going to do a little dad bragging. I'm sorry right up front.
Yeah, go ahead. What's going on at the old hacienda?
So my little one, Claire, my 12-year-old.
Sharp kid.
They go to Aquinas Catholic School, my daughter's. And so at Catholic school, you have to take theology. It's a study of religion. So my daughter did so well in theology in her last quarter.
In her God studies.
You got it.
Yeah.
That she won, I guess it's like theology student of the quarter. Like, it was like, you know, some like accreditation.
Wait, she won a Gaudi?
No, that's actually worst mobster of the year. So she comes home with this certificate. It's got like a little gold thing on it.
And
like, very excited.
Yeah.
My wife and I are super proud of
her. So she's all of her religious studies.
Yeah, you got it. But I'm a little extra proud.
Why is that?
Well, you see, my wife and I think most couples do this, have sectioned off helping the kids with their homework when they need it by subject.
Yeah, what do you get?
Well, my wife is
what sliver are you thinking?
My wife is the scientist.
Your wife is the field.
My wife
everything.
My wife handles math and science.
Yeah.
I take care of history, English, and theology.
I thought you sucked at English.
Well, I talk good sometimes.
No, but you said you can't spell.
I can't spell. Well, you don't have to spell for English anymore.
When did that start? Because I jump in.
What did you just say?
I jump into English.
Spell
good. I
can't
do no spelling.
So for whatever reason, I have remembered way more than I should have about theology.
Religion.
Yes, yeah. And I don't know why. Like, isn't it weird, Kimmy? There are those subjects that for some reason it just sticks in your head when you hear certain things. So my youngest and I put work in together doing theology homework.
Oh.
And when she brought that award home, I kind of looked at it less as an award just for her.
My award, too.
Oh, it was an award for us.
This is half mine.
Of course.
So do you help her with this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, we go back and forth about it. And look, of course, when she showed us the award, I heaped praise upon her. But I also expected something.
Like what?
Well.
A thank you?
Either my 12-year-old to have one of those like sitcom moments where like she looks me in the eye and goes, thanks, Dad, I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah.
Or after my daughter left the room where my wife puts her arms around me and tells me what a great dad I am. So she comes home with the award and she shows it to us and she explains it and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm still waiting because none of that happened.
Oh.
And I'm not going to lie.
Well, maybe she ain't seeing this help that you think you dispelled.
No, I know I'm helping.
Is she just letting you help to make you feel better?
Because it sounds like she could do pretty well on her own on it.
And is it possible that, you had an interest in this, so she naturally has an interest in this. So it's a subject that, for whatever reason, like she does well in because of that, you know, she gravitates towards it like you did?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it is more like history than anything. Yeah. I guess the point I'm making is, yes, she would do great without my help. But she goes out of her way to ask me for it.
Okay.
Right? So, look. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bothered that nobody in the house has been like, hey, you know, we did this.
Have you been hitting around a little bit?
Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's been hockey tryout week, so I've been sparse. But even last night, like, I had to bring my youngest to the rink. And I was like, wow, that theology. Like,
that God thing, huh? Going good?
Man, you did great. Yep. Really proud of you. Thank you. Nothing.
Wow.
252 WCMF. Do parents want at least a little credit?
It sounds like it.
Well, when it comes to their kids' grades.
Because,
like, I'll be straight up with you. The hardest thing you will do all day, no matter what your job is help with your kids' homework.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
And I know guys that bust their ass working with their hands all day long, and they dread that hour of having to do math with their kid at the dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
And you are legitimately learning right along with them because either you forgot how to do it, or you never were good at it,
right.
Or your kids are doing math a different way now.
It's over your head.
Right? And it's not just like our parents where they sat back and yelled at us what to do.
Oh, they didn't, yeah.
Right? Like, you're in the thick of it. Right in the middle.
So, but your daughter, your youngest, she's like across the board, like she's all her grades.
Yeah, she's like her mom. She's very smart.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but you're going to take credit for one of those subjects.
Because I help with her.
Yeah, but to his point.
Like it why? Sounds like she wasn't.
You think she would drop off there if it wasn't
She wasn't
for you?
Struggling anywhere. Right?
Yeah,
like across the board, like through this glass,
sure.
Nailing it.
Yeah.
You'd have an argument if she was struggling with with their religion,
mm-hmm.
and you boost
it
around.
Yeah, and you boost your grade. Yeah, right.
You just run in your stupid dad knowledge about Jesus. And I don't even know, because I know you spew it around here a lot when it comes up.
You do.
Like, you even put your hands up like Christ.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that not the best. It's coming up.
Yes.
Say it. Week from today.
I know. But I don't even know if what you're saying is correct.
So then call me on it.
No,
so then call me on it. No, come on.
I can't.
Come on, Thomas, the worst apostle of all time.
But you know, I was never a religious person.
Even though you went to multiple religious schools and went to church every single week.
Yeah, I don't even remember most of it. I know it doesn't end well.
It actually ends great. That's what a week from Sunday is all about.
No, the Revelation. I thought it was.
Oh, Revelation's the end of the end. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Is it the last book?
Yeah, Revelation.
Wait, there wasn't a chapter after that?
Well, I don't know. Are you Mormon?
No, because mine's got that guy with the gun.
No, I think it's a different one.
I bought that thing at Walmart. It was like 500 pages. No, but I don't know if what you're saying is correct.
She's doing well, so it must be somewhat decent.
Well, but do you think... Okay, I do have a question. Do you think you're a good teacher? Because I know that you're, you know, good at that topic.
Makes a butt in.
But I don't know how many parents... are good at explaining, good at showing. Like, my dad was good at math, and if I had questions, like, I knew he knew the answer. Mm-hmm. He wasn't great at explaining. He'd end up doing it for me.
I don't know. I don't do it for her. I don't know if I'm a good teacher. I mean, you're right. She probably would be doing great on her own, right? Fine, mm-hmm. fine. I'll give you that.
All right.
The fact that she asked me and we do it together.
It's cute.
It's past cute. Like, yeah. A little something like, hey, way to go.
It kind of sounds like... I want to give her more credit than you.
Obviously, she should get most
of
the credit.
No, I mean, even for the interaction... Because it's like she's tossing you a bone.
She's not, no.
Only reason I'm saying, like your wife's a doctor, man. Like, it's a dunk, you know?
Yes,
it's like it's like your wife is Michael Jordan. You're the Razor Sharks.
Do you think she, yeah.
I know how to play basketball, too. I'm playing for a sandwich.
Like, she in her mind is like, I got to let my dad shine here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. She's managing you more than you're managing her.
Well, if that was the case, then she should be smart enough to give me a pity thank you when she gets home with the theology
award. That's the genius of it, man. Keep you dangling.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's her game. I'm just in awe.
By the way, can we talk about something, right? Because you're right, to your point, and this happens in every relationship, too. 252-WCMF. Again, my daughter just got a report card back a couple weeks ago, and she did so well in theology, which is a study of religion. They go to Catholic school. That she got this award, like theology student. And I help her with the theology homework. For some reason, it just stuck in my head from high school, and I was waiting for either her to be like, thanks, Dad, we did it, or like my wife to be like, oh, you're such a great dad, and it hasn't happened yet.
And nothing.
Kind of bothered me a little bit, just a little itty-bitty bit. Mm-hmm. But like, my wife is brilliant. Every couple has someone that no matter how smart they are, there is a subject they are not good at. Mm-hmm. And my wife cannot do history. She's not good at history.
But she could if she wanted to.
But she can't.
Because history is just memory. It's just reading about what happened and remembering it. That's it.
But you can only be good at so much stuff because, like, her brain is so full of, I got to make sure you don't have cancer.
Okay.
So, like, I think that left out the Battle of Waterloo.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Not the ABBA song, the actual Battle of Waterloo.
And even if she was good at that subject.
When Who won that? It had to be Bose. They've been there for years. What?
It is amazing, even at the time when you're learning it, if you were a straight-A student, how much you forget.
All of it.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You have that experience when you were a straight-A student, all that stuff you forgot. Stupid.
But it's so weird how like sometimes the most pointless things stick out in your mind. Like, why did I retain my knowledge in this but not this?
It is mind-blowing how the brain works where, yeah, that stuck. You're right, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
No one can. Can you explain it?
Nope.
Because it's not like any of this stuff was reinforced as I got older. It's like, not like I'm a religious person.
It actually has happened to me recently. Every time my husband and I watch Jeopardy, I can nail any category about animals. And I realized it's because my parents used to buy me those zoo books as kids.
Oh, yeah.
So I know like the most obscure, weird, useless, pointless knowledge about the most random creatures on this planet. But I can't do math to save my life.
It's not fair.
Did you know butterflies taste through their feet?
I did not know that.
Fun fact that I remember for some reason.
Okay.
So
I don't even know how that works.
They're really particular about what kind of sneakers they wear.
I guess.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
I think the only time that you as a parent should take credit for your child's grades is if they were so terrible at the beginning and you coached them and tutored them to a point where they got a passing grade. Maybe then you can take credit. But most of the time, they're the ones spending the time in school. They're the ones reading the books. So it's mostly on them. And your daughter obviously picked you for this because it's a shared interest. She finds it interesting. You find fairy tales interesting for whatever reason. And you're bonding over it. She's not getting any extra knowledge from you, correct?
Well, I mean, I don't know. She might be. And look, I want to be clear. Like, you know, we're not like religious family, right? I think it's important for my kid to learn this just because it weaves in with history of the world so much, right? You have to understand some of this stuff to understand why other things in the world are happening.
Okay, that's a good one. Hey.
It's just where my head's at, man.
That's a good one, Professor.
All right, but Jeremy, let me ask you this question because you're a father yourself. Like, there does feel like times where you're busting your ass doing things for your kids, and we do it because we love them.
Yeah,
right?
But it's a sacrifice.
It is our obligation. Like, it does feel good every once in a while, out of nowhere, for your partner, for your children to look at you and go, hey, thank you. And it doesn't happen, Jeremy. It doesn't happen.
Well, in my case, it didn't happen because I was never any good at it.
Okay.
Right? I was not setting the bar high for myself here. So, yeah, I wasn't expecting something in return. And there's also a reason why your daughter went to you. Your wife wanted to bury a placenta by a tree.
This is true.
How smart do you think that makes her sound?
I mean, it depends on what country you're in, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Theology across all religions or just section to one?
I don't know, Jeremy. See, now you're making me, now I want to give the award back because now I'm uncomfortable with this whole thing.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Jeremy. Dicks. Great talk. All right. With that,
Friday, come on, party.
You suck and your wife is dumb.
Man, he is the dark cloud.
He is, yeah. It's a rough time for people. Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan writes us. He says, yes, I agree with you, Duffy. You want credit, but we only want credit if we help our kids with grades when they go well.
Oh, yeah, what if you got a kid is going bad.
And
is that your
them?
Fault?
Well, I mean, if you're trying to help him and it's not sticking, I will blame my kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Like nobody goes, yeah, man, my kid's not doing good, and I helped him.
No,
right to the bottom.
He's right. He's right. Like, if you're helping your kid with... Yes, that is the exact line. You nailed it. I did everything I could, and they're just not getting it.
That was my parents.
Whereas, if they get it right, it had to be my influence.
Yes.
That's what had to happen.
I could see you taking credit if you literally just start doing your kid's work for them. Because I think that there are parents that get to that point where, like, your kid's just not getting the homework. Maybe they're not even doing it to its fullest. And you end up finishing it, or you end up basically walking them through it, holding their hand.
Well, it's easier to do your kid's homework now than it was ever before.
I think the homework was out of control.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you wanted to do it and not get caught.
Oh.
Because, like, you know, back in the day, you had to write everything out.
So everything online now?
Well, yeah. Like, most of my kids' homework assignments are on computer.
Man, how cool is that?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, six of one, half a dozen.
Yeah, but like now you could go in there and just do the typing and be done, right?
What's the difference? Well, as a parent, I can, and they won't know it's not their
handwriting. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't want to do homework. And what is the point of my kid doing homework? Not me doing their homework. They got to take a test eventually.
I know.
Like, is that going to be suspicious that they got a 95 homework average and a 40 test average?
I'm sure it exists out there, though.
Oh, bro,
my kid's just a poor test taker. I don't know.
That's what my mother used to tell me. Doesn't take tests well. Or he's dumb. I'm going to make a statement.
State up.
I think everyone in America has lived with someone at some point that has done this.
Oh,
that's
right.
How influential it has been on our society since for the last like 60-something years.
Oh, wow.
And it's about to be no more. Yet the fact that it's going out of business, someone in this room is suggesting, means it works.
I think so.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Weight Watchers.
What?
Is filing for bankruptcy.
Man, they've been around since like my mother's time.
1960. They've been around since the 1960s.
And I've known people that have had success on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so well, that's just it. And that's going to get into what we're going to talk about here. But the reason Weight Watchers is going filing for bankruptcy, it's a two-pronged issue.
What's going on?
First of all, Oprah, who has been associated with Weight Watchers forever, last year left the company's board, and I guess that hurt them very badly from an advertising
She took
standpoint.
All the food with her?
Folks, we're doing Oprah fat jokes now? What, do you got a set on the evening at the improv?
They never go out of style.
You're going to put on jeans, a blazer over a t-shirt? I think white guys would drive a little something like this. Hey, I'm driving my car,
It's true. It's so lame. All right, so Oprah leaving.
Oprah leaving hurt him badly. They also say the new weight loss drugs. That's the main reason
but
why.
But I thought that the Ozempic?
Ozempic, whatever.
But I thought those things are super expensive.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's not like Weight Watchers is inexpensive.
Mm. True. But here's the thing about Weight Watchers. Is you buy all their food.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy it at the grocery store.
Well, you don't have to buy Weight Watchers food either. You can use
follow
any
the
food.
Program.
Yeah, just the point system that they have there.
But once you know the point system, why do you need to keep going to Weight Watchers? You know what I mean? Like, once you know the formula.
I don't know.
And you could tell, you could probably go online and see people that have put it out there.
I mean, it's also possible there's other things. I've never been on Weight Watchers, so I don't know. 252-WCMF.
But I know. I mean, we knew people that lost a lot of weight.
And that's what's interesting about Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Is it works.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
It's a diet.
It's one of the few diets, like I mean, I don't want to call it a fad diet because it's been around since 1960.
Right.
But, like, Weight Watchers will work. It just sucks doing Weight Watchers.
Because you can eat some good stuff, but just not if you eat it,
portion
you're at
control.
A point.
Yeah.
Because you get, like, well, you get like 20 or something, 30 points.
Something like
and
that.
And once you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And each thing is worth a certain amount.
You
right.
blow all your points by 7 o'clock in the morning.
And some people do.
But, like, here's the thing. There are folks that are, you know, sad about the disappearance of Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
It's possible in the next couple months it won't exist anymore. Now, it is filing for bankruptcy, so they could survive it. But, Kimmy, you had a great point here.
What's that?
Well, I would think, like, most diets, if they work, because a diet should, you know, if they're giving you the tools that you need to lose weight, they should kind of eventually go away, right? Because you no longer need the program if it's kind of got you on the right track. I mean,
but what
I'm
about
sure
the
that
future fatties that are coming up?
Oh, future fatties of America.
Yes.
I mean, yes, but you don't get a customer for a long – you shouldn't have a customer for a long time, I guess is my point.
No, she's right. The better the diet plan, the shorter amount of time the person's going to be on that diet plan, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, that doesn't mean the diet, like, because there are some diet plans where you lose weight, it just doesn't work. Like, to your point.
Or like it's a, you know, a monthly service or something where they're sending you meals. I get like, you'd have to continue on with that for a long time. But this is one of those things where it's kind of teaching you how you should be eating.
Portion.
Yeah.
I mean, she's right. Like, look. Whether or not you put weight back on after something like Weight Watchers, I don't think is a black mark on Weight Watchers.
No.
Right? Like, it's just hard to eat right.
Right.
And it sucks, to your point. Like, it's not fun being on a diet all the time.
But I think Kimmy's point is a great point. Yeah. Like, if a diet
if it truly
system
is successful for you, you don't need to go, you don't need the, you can do it on your own, I guess. You've already applied it to your life.
So the diet programs that do work will eventually go out of business because you don't need it anymore.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it's got a built-in failure to it.
Which is what makes it remarkable that Weight Watchers...
lasted this long.
Yes, it's 1960, right?
I mean,
are those shots the end of the diet world that we've all grown up
sounds in? Sounds
like it. Right?
I mean, if it gets to the point where it's not too pricey.
Well, look, I mean, the shakes, the lean cuisine, all that stuff we've known growing up.
Atkins.
Billions of dollars. Yeah. That stuff made billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and some of that stuff, too, we found out down the road wasn't as healthy as we thought or maybe caused some issues that we didn't know about. So give everything time.
SlimFast was the big one. I remember when I was first on the road and Tommy Lasorda was doing it. Fat ass Tommy Lasorda was doing Slim Fast.
Well, no, he got the wrong box. They sent him Slim Slow. Thank you.
Sorry, it was so grumpy.
No, I mean, if you had to make a choice between like a traditional diet plan or the shot, I mean, the shot does sound easier.
Well, you take it and you're done.
But I mean, to the point about like finding out later things were great, we are going to see in a couple of years what the long-term effects of these shots are going to be. And I'm not here to suggest like it's going to be bad, but we just don't know. Right?
But we got people doing them here. They look great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're trim.
No, you're right. But like you brought up Atkins, right?
Yeah.
Like Atkins was a miracle thing for a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then it turns out your heart was made of jello when you were done.
Because you were eating all the fatty good foods. You just couldn't have any bread and pasta
and
sugar. But you could eat all the steaks and BLTs and whatever else you wanted. Hot dogs, sausages.
And I mean, I think that's also what was unique about Weight Watchers is like losing weight doesn't necessarily mean it's good for your body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to sound like that guy. We've all done things where it's like, oh, I look great. But there's a guy we know who was on a diet plan, and he lost a ton of weight, and he looked fantastic. And he was almost passing out on a daily basis. Remember that guy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so like, yes, he feels better, and it's probably healthier. You shouldn't be almost passing out.
Yeah, you can't live that way.
Well, you're starving.
252-WCMF again. This week, Weight Watchers announced they are filing for bankruptcy. They say Oprah leaving their board, who she had been on there forever, that hurt them badly. They say the main reason, these weight loss shots have taken away a massive amount of their customers.
Which I think Oprah started doing.
Yeah, maybe that's why she left.
And I think her buddy Gail's on that same plan because she lost a ton of weight.
Her Gail pal Gail?
Bro, we've been watching her on TV. She's like half of what she was.
Yeah, no, I mean, she looks great.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, it is going to be weird, although you know, everything's cyclical. Like, it will be weird if that diet aisle in the grocery store doesn't exist anymore. Like, what do you replace it with?
Well, it might be new stuff, like new fads coming out.
But if the shots work and that's what people are going to go to.
Well, the shots could kill it. Yeah.
And to your point, like, the price keeps coming down as time goes on because that's what happens normally with technology.
Then that'll kill it.
Yeah. So, like, oh.
But on those shots, you still got to have to watch the weight, right?
Well, it's supposed to do it.
Yeah, you kind of eat less is the
Is that
idea.
Like a diet suppressant?
Kind of. Hunger suppressant.
Yeah.
Because that don't work
a
for
you. A diet suppressant is called McDonald's. It really helps you suppress that diet.
But, you know, that doesn't work for you and I.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because I ate when I wasn't hungry, man.
I think you get, like, sick, though. If you
still wouldn't have stopped.
Just stop me, man.
I eat till I get sick now.
Yeah.
I told you, I ate a whole large pizza at that salty bread pizza company. On it.
We ate like dumb dogs.
No, it's a perfect way to describe
just
it.
Just bowls of whatever is in front of us.
It's like when a golden retriever gets in the garbage. Yeah. You just keep going no matter what it is until, I mean.
Nope, barfed on the floor again.
I hate trying to explain this to people that don't have that problem.
Wait, and that's her.
Yeah.
Scrawny.
I still have to watch what I eat.
Oh, you do not. You
I'm 36.
Scrawny ass self.
Huh? What? I said I'm 36.
I'm 36.
Catches up with you quick.
Oh, my God. I think I gained a quarter of a pound. You're the same size that you walked in a door.
Okay,
no, I
now it's getting creepy. When I checked you out walking in.
I didn't say it like
and
that.
And when I checked you out today.
I didn't do Southern pervy voice
you
either.
Got that
you don't
same,
have to.
You got that same Kimmy body we're all accustomed to. That's kind of, I mean, he's, did
any
he not say that?
That?
Did he not say that?
I was trying to be complimentary.
Yeah, no, please continue to compliment the woman's body that we
No, I said she maintains her weight. Is that dirty?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Mike Mulay's here.
Yeah, he's got now you sound like an old man.
He's got a hula hoop he wants you to put on and a scale. You're gonna get,
that would be the saddest hula hoop of all times.
I don't know where you stand anymore.
Hey, in the door, we're waiting for you to walk in.